Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Humane Spectrum podcast, conversations about mind-body-spirit health that proposes that we are born spiritual, without ego, but ultimately forced to adjust to a psychological reality. This means that somewhere between life as it is and life as intended, your story is unfolding. You will learn that the path forward is inward. I will see you on the inside.
In a world where egocentric tendencies dominate our culture and relationships, it is crucial to find a path that leads us towards empathy, compassion, and self-awareness. Author, trauma psychologist, and mentor Ernie L. Vecchio offers us the story of Luna, a compelling narrative that teaches us that life is best lived awake. Let us begin. Luna, a young girl from the land of Perceptia, embarks on a journey to find the fabled tree of perception, which is said to unveil the ultimate truth and balance in life. Her quest begins as she steps out of her comfort zone and ventures into the unknown, driven by a deep longing, one that connects with something greater than the ego. Early in her journey, Luna encounters fellow travelers who share their wisdom and stories. Each encounter challenges Luna to look within herself, reflecting on her thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. As she does so, she begins to recognize the heart, not the ego, is the compass guiding her towards compassion and empathy. For example, Luna meets a wise sage who teaches her about mindfulness, the practice of being present and aware of our thoughts and emotions. Through meditation, Luna learns to connect with her heart and listen to its guidance. She is amazed how it reduces the ego's chatter to a whisper. This observer-heart relationship is an awareness that allows her to respond to life with understanding and empathy, rather than being driven solely by her ego. As Luna continues to use her true compass, she discovers that it not only guides her actions but shapes her understanding of the world around her. In one village, she comes across an elderly woman struggling to carry water from the river. Despite her weariness, Luna feels her heart's intentions, urging her to help the woman. Simultaneously, the ego reminds, "You're really tired. Let someone else help this woman." Fortunately, she is able to resist the ego's whining and attend to someone else. She learns later that this act of kindness not only benefited the woman, but she felt enriched for helping her. Luna discovers selflessness and compassion infuses her with energy, somehow offsetting her fatigue. Through these experiences, Luna begins to realize that using the heart as compass is moving her towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. By listening to the heart's intent and embracing her role as observer, she imagines being able to overcome the constraints of an egocentric world. A place where many of us live, rarely finding time to forge a path rooted in empathy, compassion, and self-awareness. Her heart connection not only guides Luna's actions, but it is with one act of kindness after another breaking her free from a lifetime of egocentric conditioning. As Luna's journey on the road less traveled continues, she understands the significance of embracing her observer, a part of her that discerns truth from falsehood and navigates life in spite of the ego's interference. Through her experiences, she learns that perceptions, beliefs, and actions are shaped not only by her mind but all that she is, embodied consciousness, spiritedness, adaptive function, and a heart that points the way. One day, Luna meets a philosopher who introduces her to the concept of the humane spectrum, a continuum of human development that reflects whether a person is egocentric or compassionate toward themselves and others. The philosopher teaches Luna about the importance of self-awareness, emphasizing that our conscious thoughts and feelings, as well as our hidden, unconscious thoughts, work together to form a complete view of reality. She decides that focusing only on our external world is like living half a life. Until this journey, Luna had mistakenly believed that the human ego came before our conscious awareness. "It's little wonder I was confused," she thinks. "I understand now, human beings are born spiritual and forced to live the psychological reality of ego." Luna's understanding encourages her to cultivate an inner life and seek balance by integrating all that she is. As is the case on a spiritual path, Luna encounters various challenges that test her ability to observe and reflect on her experiences. She finds it less difficult now to separate unconscious feelings, thoughts, actions, and emotions from her conscious awareness. She comes to realize they are all connected to the part of her that observes her life. By embracing the role of observer, Luna begins to see how her mind, body, and spirit can connect and grow with experience. When the ego is adapting in the present, versus dragging wounds from the past, it is more useful to her. Who would have imagined, she thinks. Non-egoic is what we were first, and this matters. Through her encounters with wise mentors, Luna learns about the different forces, like gravity and electromagnetism, and how they help make sense of our reality. These forces have a basis in our psychology and affect our feelings and emotions. Her journey serves as an inspiration for all that meet her, reminding them this is what we all want, a more compassionate and understanding world. As Luna finally reaches the Tree of Perception, she realizes the ultimate truth she was seeking was within her all along. Only from the ego's perspective, she thought. Is it possible to be right but false, and wrong but true? Utilizing the heart as compass and observing her life as a neutral witness, she finds the key to this paradox. As is often the case in life, her navigational abilities were hiding in plain sight. Upon returning home, Luna feels a deep sense of responsibility to share her wisdom with others. She understands these experiences have the power to inspire and change, not only her life but the lives of others. With renewed purpose, she embarks on a mission to spread this simple teaching. Everyone can choose where they land on this continuum, more egocentric or more compassionate. Honestly, she thinks. All we need do is truly care enough to look, then identify with our observer, not the ego. In this mini journey, we learn that it is in mankind's best interest to embrace our embodied observer and heart's compassionate intent. Also, we need to make this choice separate from a wounded and overdefended ego. By integrating Luna's lessons into our daily life, we overcome the dilemma of right but false, and wrong but true. And in the end, the world is a better place. We know the practices, let's explore their application. Mindfulness. By practicing mindfulness and meditation, we cultivate self-awareness and learn to listen to our heart's guidance. This allows us to remain present in the moment and respond to situations with understanding and empathy. Self-reflection. Regularly engaging in self-reflection, we examine our thoughts, feelings, and actions to gain a deeper understanding of our motivations and beliefs. This practice enables us to recognize the connection between our inner and outer worlds, making conscious choices that align with the heart's ethic of compassion. Compassionate action. We can strive to act with kindness and empathy in our daily life, helping others whenever we can. This practice reinforces our connection to the heart's intent and allows us to experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from compassionate living. Embracing the observer. Acknowledging and embracing our unique embodiment as the observer helps us recognize what is true and false in our lives. We can leave right and wrong to the world of ego. By doing this, we can navigate the complexities of life and find our place on the humane spectrum. Challenging beliefs. We must question our outdated beliefs and assumptions, especially if they do not fit the present moment. Self-awareness helps us find life as intended, versus simply swallowing life as it is, from the ego's perspective. Challenging our beliefs, we can open ourselves up to new perspectives and experiences, allowing growth and transformation. We end this self-inquiry today with a quote from author, trauma psychologist, and mentor Ernie L. Vecchio. Only when the heart leads the way, can the observer truly see, for it is through compassion, that we unveil life's deepest mysteries. You can find more of Ernie's writings on Substack, a newsletter he calls The Humane Spectrum, offering us a safe place to talk about and examine the human condition. His writings are born out of experiences treating severe trauma, reminding all of us that other people's blood, sweat, and tears can actually be utilized by us as transformational wisdom.
Thank you for listening to the Humane Spectrum podcast. Again, my name is Ernie Vecchio, an author, trauma psychologist, and mentor, encouraging people to care more about where they land on the continuum of ego versus heart. Somewhere between life as it is and life as intended, the spectrum reveals the truth about your navigational potential. You can follow my work at ErnieVecchio.com and the usual social media links. I look forward to assisting you in your journey.